I finished two projects that Peter and I were working on before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And one is called Americathon, the skits behind the screenplay.
All right.
I should have brought you copies of that. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
But you
next
can
time.
Go to Bear Manor Press and get it. Mm-hmm. And it's got nice pictures in it. And it tells the story of our experience with Neil Israel from the... And it contains two transcripts of two shows that we did. Gothamathon, which was the original iteration, where Peter and I would come into a town and explain to the audience that the town was going to go bankrupt unless we could raise money, and that's why we're having this telethon.
Stand by, we're going to run a real nice bicentennial tape, and Gothamathon, be right back, so don't forget the numbers, G-O-T-H-A-M, period, 321-461, period. Okay, roll the tape in there, would you? Roll it. Are you guys asleep in there? Come on, hey, come on, somebody roll the tape. Come on, roll. All right. What do I have to do, man? I have to join the union? Come on, do I have to roll it myself? Come on, let it roll. Roll. Eep, eep, or eep. Who won, roll? Beep.
Hello, I'm Barlow Weed with another great...
Hey, what's happening? Come on, man. Come on, run the tape.
Barlow Weed with another great bicentennial minute. Brought to you by Gulf Oil. Yes, 200 years ago today, it was... 10:30. But nobody knew it. Because there was no television. Yes, half of our forefathers were sitting in front of empty wooden frames, waiting for it to happen. And the other two of our forefathers were out digging up this great country of ours, looking for oil. Oh, there was plenty of oil in those days because there was no Gulf to suck it up. Now Gulf is pumping us everywhere while the rest of us sit in front of glowing plastic frames still waiting for it to happen. And our forefathers are in the ground making more oil. And that's the way it's going to be 200 years ago today. Thanks to Gulf. Thank me. And I'm welcome.
And Peter was, you know, Jerry, he was the host. Been up for, you know, 7 days. And then he would invite all of these lower echelon grade B acts on, which was me, and then I would introduce another act, and that was Peter.
Right.
You know, so we played all these crazy characters in it. Neil Israel caught the show at Paul's Mall in Boston and said to us, I had starred with him in the film Tunnel Vision, which was his first movie with Chevy Chase and various other wonderful Howard Hesseman. Oh, God. Everybody was in that movie. But he wanted to make a movie out of it. And so we evolved it into Americathon to save America, get them out of their overwhelming debt.
Sure.
Little did we. And we'd say something like, well, how much money should it be? I mean, you know, a trillion? A trillion sounds a little high. Maybe, you know, 990 million. Now, of course, it's ludicrous. It's several trillion dollars. God knows how much it is. But we evolved it into Americathon. That's the second part of the book. And then we started to write it, and we got pretty far into it. But then Neil and Peter, as they put it, two Jewish brothers, got into a fight.
Yeah.
And Neil wanted me to continue on. And I feel it's one of the mistakes that I made in my career, not saying to Peter, I better stay on because then our interests, you know, I can consult with you, and we'll keep the fire sign spirit alive in it.
Sure.
But I didn't out of loyalty to Peter.
Yeah.
And as a result, the film kind of went in another direction.
Right.
And turned out to be not as great as it should be. Although it's still an interesting cult film and very predictive in many ways.
Yeah.
You know, and my friend John Ritter was in it, and Harvey Korman, and all kinds of wonderful actors. So,
Jimmy Carter was president of the United States when everybody started to notice we were running out of dead dinosaurs.
No more gas to run our cars. Fights at the pumps, people getting nozzle whipped. So what was his solution? He made a speech.
The energy crisis has not yet overwhelmed us, but it will if we do not act quickly.
We didn't. When America finally ran out of gas, an angry mob broke into the White House and lynched him, along with three or four of his snottier cabinet members. Carter's successor, David Eisenhower, resigned and moved to a South Sea island with his girlfriend Heidi, where they spent all day rolling in the sand, pretending they were Grunion. America was desperate for a strong leader like Teddy Roosevelt or FDR.
With the power vested in me by the Supreme Court.
Instead, they elected a man who had only one thing in common with these great men, his last name, Roosevelt. Chet Roosevelt, a cosmically inspired former governor of California. President Roosevelt tried numerous fundraising schemes to save the country, including win a date with the Secretary of Agriculture, a national marijuana smoke-off, and a contest to guess how many jelly beans were in the Statue of Liberty. All of this failed, but he kept the country afloat by secretly borrowing billions of dollars from America's wealthiest citizen, Sam Birdwater.
God knows, I am a patriot. I loaned the country $400 billion, and I want my $400 billion back. Does that make me a bad guy? I've got to eat too, you know. So I'm giving the president until the end of September this year to pay me back, or else I'll be forced to foreclose. What can I do? I've got to eat too, you know. Does that make me a bad guy?
By the fall of 1998, we were all used to waking up to bad news. That's me, Eric McMurkin. Well, I was a good-looking guy.
And we're going to have a complete report right here on K-Bob at 11 tonight. And now the weather. Beautiful beach day if you can get there. Freeway conditions heavy. This report brought to you by Magic Seat, the bicycle seat that fits you like a glove and grabs you like a friend. And now here they are, still going strong after 40 years, the Beach Boys.
Help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart.
I'm President Roosevelt. This is my cabinet and my old lady.
We've met.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Eric, we've chosen you because of your distinguished work with the networks and your brilliant research at the university.
And because you know this country where it lives, in front of the TV set.
That's very nice of you. What did you have on your mind?
Nothing. We have nothing on our minds. We're clear. No clutter.
I see.
What we do have is a purpose. We want to hold a raffle.
A raffle?
McMurkin, this country is flat broke.
Really?
Not a pot to piss in, pal.
Vince, please, let's move past it, okay?
Sir, I hate to disappoint you, but raffles don't work on television. It's strongly been proven through research. Why don't you do a telethon? Telethons always work. Look what they did for disease.
I love that idea.
Oh, Chet, I could sew costumes.
A telethon. Yeah, I like that. All of the people taking responsibility, all of the people contributing. Yeah, I like that. Telethon. Wait a second. How about an Americathon?
Friends, dear friends, we're back again. The Fire Sign Theater has graciously donated this 2 hours. That money might be raised for Zen in Los Angeles. The Fire Sign can't be with us today, friends, so Manny, Mo, and Jack here are going to be sitting in for them. Hi, friends. What's our new total?
No, she's on the phone.
She's on the phone.
She's doing business.
Those calls are coming in like wildfire, and someone just paid $1.95 to get Phil Proctor's original comic routine, and here it comes. Wait a minute. First, we're going to put some music.
Let me see. What else?
got some better stuff.
Yeah, yes, comedy music.
Something like
well, it doesn't
that,
matter. This routine is so rank it can probably stand in a corner on its own, like old corduroys. So I'll just start it. For $1.95 to whoever requested it, a routine. Would you take out the music, please? It might scare her. My wife and I just finished driving cross-country, and let me tell you, it was a breathtaking experience. Absolutely breathtaking. In fact, it was impossible to breathe at all. But don't get me wrong. Okay, sweetheart. But don't get me wrong, I love American highways. I have a tar fetish. I guess it started when my mammy read Uncle Remus stories to me when I was a baby. We drove through a wonderful town, Gas. And then the country really opens up once you've passed gas.
I got it.
All I can say is...
All you can say? Hey!
We're going to go out and buy a mobile home. That's a trailer filled with oil. So come on, folks. Why don't we do it in the road? As our teenagers say, a man's home is a hassle. So if you're going to be driven from home, it might as well be in your dad's car. So hop in your Eliminator and head out across that great asphalt plain and track down them Mustangs, them Cougars, them Blowfish and go-karts. And don't forget the Five Furies. Get them before they get you. We drove through some wonderful small American towns, Crankcase, Wyoming, Rhode Island Red, and Gas. And if by chance you should drop your rear end or blow your universal joint, fear not, because as you pull off the exit ramp and coast to a halt before that big used lot in the sky, you can be sure you'll be traded in for a new model, because old Saint Ralph will be there at that pearly garage door saying, "Hiya, friends, welcome to motor heaven."
Wonderful. That's worth $1.95.
$1.95.
Can I see that book of yours that you have?
Yeah, it isn't completed
yet. It's a
new
one, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Written by several children and illustrated by.
Yeah,
right.
I have it illustrated.
You can make
yeah.
all kinds of things. Things to play with. Oh, this is wonderful, Phil. Absolutely wonderful. These are like kids' drawings.
Yeah, right? I haven't used it yet. I haven't filled it out, but I will. I hope can we talk? We should really continue this, shouldn't we?
Well, we can do both at the same time. I mean, what we're doing, so that everybody can know who's tuned in out of the Firesign Theater Radio Hour, the studio is filled with lovely people, and everybody's standing around expecting we see how much money we can raise for Zen.
We broke five.
We broke five?
Yeah, we broke five.
Far out. What is the new total? $512.90, friends.
Very good.
We're only $487.10 away from our big mystery goal of $1,000.
You wondered what it was, didn't you, Fred? You didn't know what the goal was going to be when the day started out, but now you and I and we all know $1,000 by 8 o'clock tonight. How can we do it so expensively?
So expensively. First, we were goalless. Then we were shiftless. Now we're in dogmatic drive, friends, and we're going all the way home for $1,000 by 8 o'clock.
I've compiled a list of performers who are not on any government blacklist.
William Chester Ventriloquist, Ventriloquist.
Something wrong?
Nothing, but you've got 27 acts here and 25 of them are ventriloquists.
Listen, you're working for the government now. Put them on.
Put them on. Okay. I'll put them on. Okay.
Maybe you just need a bit of more snap and pizzazz in the hall marathon.
Why don't you
or something.
Come back more often and do
oh,
a marathon.
We're back once a week, you know. Really?
You could come in 3 times a week and do marathon.
Yeah, but that
and make
that
it
means
more interesting. People will call in, man.
Well, you know, we developed a lot of our early style over the KPFK marathons, I must say. Awesome. But that was.
You don't have to sing it, Phil. You're
No, I want to say it.
I want to say it. I want.
We did. It's true. We shucked and we raised thousands and thousands
of
dollars.
How did that synthesizer get in here?
You knock yourself off the
so
air
it's
there,
a dull marathon.
That just
hey, yeah, right.
This, well, we thought we'd come stay a little after the show and make it a little duller.
Oh, good.
I thought I'd get a chance to
see after a while. No, man. This is what I'm trying to say. Forgetfully, is that what we did was create excitement, and I would assume that the whole basis, from what I've heard of this marathon, was not to involve yourselves particularly in those tactics, that the idea should be that KPFK is old enough by now and people ought to know enough to know that they should just get the bread in, you know, and not have to be pushed along by the Ralph Williams.
Hey, friend, Ross Postbomar is the world's largest new user in an automobile.
Yeah, the electricity is running down. See, what I think is that instead of a long, old marathon, get into the new building, get some snappy programs going, you know, get lots of pop stars and people who can sing well to come on and do big, large concerts.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Today, our streets are paved with cracked asphalt. Is that our fault? No. Well, what can we do about it? What do we need? Well, the answer to that question is just one little word. Four little letters.
Okay, let's get ready for one and one.
Give us all your gold, gold, gold. Just how would it feel to know that you left your neighbors all out in the cold by sitting on your gold, gold, gold? Don't you hesitate. Poor Uncle Sam, he can't wait. He's depending on his people to keep all glory great. Just give him all your gold, gold, gold.
Love this guy. Very funny.
You can make this broken country whole. Just give us all your gold, gold, gold.
Rubies. I ain't talking about silver. I'm talking about that sweet, cool, hot, and glistening stuff. You know what I mean.
Though I remember when we had plenty, tables have turned now. We don't have enough anymore.
And here's our gold girl.
Call now, please. Don't let anything bad happen to this lady.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now this is what this is all going to be about. You're an American. I'm an American, right? And for the next 30 days, nights, and afternoons, we're going to be Americans together, passing the hat for America. Thank you very much. Now, I want you to dig down deep into your pockets. Don't hurt yourselves, you know, but you know what I mean. Contribute. Get out there. Participate with us. This is going to be a terrific, important event. You're going to love it. We're going to have a great show for you. So send in that money, okay?
9-6-8-1-0-4-4-7-6-8-1-0-4-4-7, friends. Call us. Have you got $100 there that you just made off a deal? Send it to us and make a better deal, friends. 6-8-1-0-4-4-7. Give us a call.
Have we got a new total?
We do. $518.90. Could somebody in the studio got a dime?
Yeah.
Somebody got a dime. I probably got a dime. Gee.
I don't.
Got a dime. Here's a dime.
Here's a dime.
All right. New total. What's the new total now? $519, friends. Well. We're only $490. What? No. He's done it. Now we're back to. Oh, here's 11 cents. We're going to be on until 8 o'clock this evening, raising money for Zen. We've been on since 12 o'clock this morning. I was shucking them for a while, guys.
I was telling them
that we were on for 3 days, right? We started it off at 12 o'clock this morning. Did you hear the preacher?
No, I didn't hear the preacher.
Well,
no,
we started this morning. We segued out of their preacher. And he was saying something like, it's all memory, friends.
Only you can do it.
So don't forget to... And then he stopped. And then we came in and said, oh, Don, been at this for 3 days now. It's incredible, isn't it? Haven't asked for money. Now we're going to ask for money, friends. 3 days on the radio chanting that Heart Sutra. And now here we are, ready to ask for some money. And the money's been pouring in. We got $519.01. And we're going for $1,000. Is there anybody out there who would like to start a matching fund so we can have a horse race? Call up, say, I pledge $25, $50, $100 if you can raise a similar amount of money. If anybody will double my money, I'll give 50 if you can raise 50 in half an hour, in 15 minutes, in 10 minutes. We'll take any challenge.
Or someone who, for example, is willing to meet the amount of money raised in any given half hour or 15 minute period. You can set your own time limit. We don't care.
That's right.
15 minutes, a half an hour, what have you. Say,
no Bartlett and Shuffle either.
No Bartlett and Shuffle.
I mean, I used to do that, the Bartlett and Shuffle, which is Bartlett. He came over here once and said, I'll give anything you can raise in half an hour, and I raised $500. And actually, I only raised about $12. No, we'll be straight.
It's straight.
This is
all straight, because Zen is straight.
Yes, that's indeed.
If you can find it at all.
Yes, right. If it's there, you can find it.
I don't love the mountain. I don't love the sea. I don't love Jesus. He never done a thing for me. I ain't pretty like my sister. Small like my dad. But good like my mama. A hot September night. Now that may not be love, but it is all right. Then you know what I say now about this.
and then I say, oh, mama. This money that I love, this money that I love,
if you tell me for $1.50 what year you were born in, I will tell you whether it was the year of the rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, cock, dog, or boar.
That's right. I know a couple of people born in the year of the boar.
For $5, I will describe to you Rogana's act in the circus, which is that will chill your bones right
absolutely
to the marrow.
Absolutely chill them to the marrow. To and the zen flesh, have, to your zen bones.
We have autographed pictures of the Firesign Theater.
Right.
For $1 a piece, a beautiful color collage of Phil's for $2 or $2.50 or something like that, and another collage in black and white for $1.
We have.
And what else is
the availability of Dry Ice Rock Band at your party for $25? And we've got, there's the ant, the 8-foot-long, 4-foot-high metal ant, available yours for $764, which is the present total amount of money that we have raised thus far. So, and the sculptor, Serge Etienne, just left. So there we are, friends.
He left smiling, though.
Yes,
must
he
say.
Did. I think he knows that we're going to... He is going to come back. Far out.
Well, here we are. What are the numbers once again? The number. There's only one number. My head is with numbers these
681-0447.
That's
681-0447, friends. It's now 6:48 in the evening. We want to raise $1,000 by 8 o'clock. If we can raise $1,000 before 8 o'clock, we'll just put on one of our albums and leave.
Sure.
Nothing.
No, we won't. Somebody ripped them off.
They ripped off our albums?
Oh, no.
Out of the very studio.
Ripped them off?
Really?
Really.
Oh,
the
Lord.
Single is all that's left.
The single is all that's left?
No, a lot of rip-off going on.
Yes.
I hope nobody takes this.
Rip-off.
Say, listen, man.
I hope nobody takes this.
Ripping things off. Why don't you send us the value of what you ripped off and then go study some Zen? And then you won't have to rip off anymore. Because when you learn Zen, you'll learn how to be yourself. And if you're true yourself, no need to steal anymore.
What is it? We got our first state to reach its quota of $1,000 per person. It's our 57th state, England!
Cheery hello from the state capital of London. There have been changes, many changes since England was annexed by her former colonies. Today is a day of celebration. From the Limey Land Amusement Park on the former grounds of Buckingham Palace to here, outside Thatcher's Disco at number 10 Downing Street.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
We did it! We did it! Get out of here!
What?
I did it! I did it! I saved America!
So we made it, and America went on.
Chugs a beer. Every African who throws a spear.
Every Chinaman in a junk. Every Mexican in a truck.
Every Bedouin on a dune. Every Frenchman playing Clair de Lune.
Every Syrian or Kazakhstani. Every Giorgio and his Armani.
Every Spaniard playing second flute. Every Dane, Norwegian, and a lute.
Every single guy who's Aborigine. Englishman who's Walter Pidgeonite.
From Hollywood, home of big celebrities, to Vanuatu, the old New Hebrides.
From New York, Cuisine Steak Tartare.
To every friend of Pablo Escobar.
From the Taiwanese and Cuban Peets, to the Russians with their soup of beets.
Every Tamil, Tartar, Thai, Tibetan, and anybody else that we're forgetting.
Everyone from Niger, Tonga, Bali, the French Sudan, which is now called Mali.
Everybody up in Kathmandu. Every Canadian, because we're there too, eh?
You seemed even more manic and unstable than usual, so I followed you. One thing puzzles me. How did you know the smell of her note came from this particular landfill's rotting food?
Elementary, my dear Conrad. I was here just last week.
Don't tell Bernice, but I got her a burial plot for her birthday. Mom's the word.
Duckman, you were right. I can't give up on my children. How can I ever thank you?
Just take care of them.
I will. I promise.
You know, Carnacious, I think everything's gonna work out just fine for America.
Kids, why don't we all go out for ice cream? My treat.
Yay!
Hey! Could Could someone float me a long-term loan? I'm broke.
Every Tajikistani with a yak. Every Bolivian in a sack.
Every Caner in a Singapore. Everybody who's really sore.
Every Turk in a teaneck diner. Or South African diamond miner.
Every gypsy playing finger cymbals.
In